This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Xcel Energy has agreed to close the state's largest coal-fired power plant by 2035. The Comanche Generating Station opened in Pueblo in 2010 and soon gained a reputation for breaking down and operating far below capacity. Xcel Colorado President Alice Jackson says it should give the utility enough time to invest in cleaner technology to replace coal.
It does make significant advancements in being able to achieve a broad outcome that is very balanced for customers, for our communities that are impacted by the transition, as well as for the companies.
Environmental groups oppose elements of the agreement, including the pace. The state's Public Utilities Commission will hear arguments on the retirement date next month. It's that time of year when Colorado families venture out to get their Yuletide tree. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Gee, do they still make wooden Christmas trees?
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown.
If you're looking for the spirit of Christmas, a few national forests, state parks, and the Bureau of Land Management are selling Christmas tree cutting permits. Costs vary per park, and there are date and time restrictions on when and where you can cut your perfect family tree. And permits are limited. So get there early if you want to be like Charlie Brown.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Well said, Chuck. Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Highs for Metro Denver today in the mid-50s, Vail the lower 40s, Grand Junction the mid-40s. This is CPR News in KRCC.